Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think there's a very good chance they could go two scoops, and I think it would make a lot of sense. When you look at the construct of this draft, it's extremely deep in the first 2 days at wide receiver. You got the top tier guys, we know about them. It gets a little stronger there in the back end of one. But then in the second round, you've got guys like Ricky Pearsall, you got Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett. I mean, you have a lot of guys who could come in and become good wide receivers. So while you may not be able to find one number one right away, you might be able to find two number twos that could really come in and make an impact as rookie wide receivers.
Well, why not? Lance Zierlein, how good of an idea is that? How realistic is it? Also,
I think it's because I liked this idea a lot when we thought they were going to get a third round pick as compensation for Edmonds leaving to Chicago as a free agent last offseason. No third round pick means to take two, like he's saying there, your first two picks are receivers, and I don't know. I don't know that I can get behind that. Like, I like the idea of them coming out of this draft with a couple of options, depending on, you know, what they do. I mean, if they traded for a veteran, that would change. If they drafted one of the big three, I think that would change for me. But drafting another one on Friday after you pick one Thursday, I don't think is realistic because they don't have that third round pick.
I don't think it's realistic either, or it's – that's not the word I want. I don't think it's going to happen. I feel like other reasons also get me there. Sean McDermott is going to draft two wide receivers. It was funny. Jeremy yesterday was talking about Brandon Bean's conference on our Facebook Live show. He's like, does anybody believe him? And that's kind of what I thought when I heard McDermott talk about – I came up through Andy Reid, throw to win. Like, what? You really try to push that on us, really? Can't it be good enough to have had the success he's had and just sort of own how he's done it instead of just like, oh, I'm throw to win, baby. Really? Just pass. You and I have gone back and forth on this already.
But they have been a throw to win team until the last six or seven games of last year, right?
Not because of him.
Well, okay, but they did it. I mean, he's in charge.
He's in charge, and he was in charge late last season when they didn't, and who has ever thought of him this way? I just don't attribute that to him. Allen is great, so sure. Daboll was a big part of that, I think. So I just would not attribute that to McDermott, and likewise, I don't think he's going to draft two wide receivers to start the draft.
I agree with that. I just have a very hard time not giving the head coach credit for how the team chooses to play.
Did I not give him credit?
I think.
I don't think
you're
he
saying
is.
They did it in spite of him, and I don't.
I don't think he's Don Coryell. I don't think he should ever talk to people like he wants them to think he is. Compromise. I don't know.
All right.
Sure. I've given him lots of credit for that, but I don't think he's the author of it. Basically, what he said by that quote isn't necessarily that he's the author. He's saying I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something quite different, and that might be fine, but...
And that's all I really need him to be.
That's all I really need him to be, too. Last season changed things, and they went the other direction, and we argued about this yesterday. I don't think that's turning right back around, and with that, I think one is the best I'm going to do in terms of wide receivers by the end of Friday. But that's unusual for that not to be the case. It's unusual for any team to go... you know, what did he call it? Two scoops.
I think.
By the way, that's Raisin Bran. That's a Raisin Bran reference. I'm not sure you would know that because you don't. You're so anti Raisin Bran.
I could tell. I might be able to sing you the jingle if I really wanted to dig in and try.
The Raisin Bran jingle. I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know it.
I was hoping you would talk long enough for it to pop into my head, but I really
there probably is one.
There definitely is. There definitely is. Somebody's going to send it to me, and I'm going to be mad that I couldn't get there. I think the Bills this year. This is a national guy talking about them. He might not even like at the moment realize they don't have a third round pick when he's talking there. So. I think if a team ever has been in a position to warrant drafting two receivers over the first 2 days of the draft, it's the Bills of this year. But they don't have the stuff to do it. Not having that extra pick on Friday really hurts it to me.
They do need other things. It's not 3 years ago where we talked about, oh, what do you buy this team that has everything?
right.
Like, they do need other help. So I just would rule that out. But who knows? Also, I don't know, I sort of tapped at this earlier. You're back to Jeremy, right? Like, just pick whoever you, pick one of them at 28.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario for him, just pick one. You're going to do a lot with this guy, but you don't want to sort of limit him or expectations or anything of the sort right from this draft by drafting someone else who probably is comparable to him. I mean, I'm staring at this big board, strategically placed right in front of me here as we sit. But like A.D. Mitchell and Roman Wilson in the fourth round, or Javon Baker, one of these guys that makes it to Saturday. Mm-hmm. You don't have the goods to do that on Friday. You go to Saturday, and that's your haul. It's Mitchell and Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. The talk will be about how they compare with each other, you know, and that'll just
and if the later guy is outplaying the other guy early in camp, it'll be a story and like, yeah.
Two rookies to need to be productive this year. It's not exactly why you don't do it, but it's not ideal for the number one guy. It's not ideal for the overall to have that.
Yeah. It is. If anyone out there is, I'm thinking of, well, when, you know, I'm sitting here off the top of my head, I'm not looking at a list of Bills drafts. But the Davis draft was Hodgins too, but that was what, fourth and a sixth
or seven.
So it's different. Like they're pretty much equals walking in the door. Like one of them isn't like way outranking the other one. So there's a year where they did, you know, two scoops. I mean, it was little scoops later on Saturday afternoon instead of earlier in the draft. But they did take.
Is that 19 or 20? 20, right?
Yeah.
Davis played
4 years and he's gone. Yeah.
Okay. Davis was pick 128. Hodgins was. Dane Jackson was the seventh round. Hodgins was pick 207. Yep, round six. Quez Watkins right in there, round six. You're a big Quez Watkins guy, I believe.
I like the opportunity to say Quez.
Yeah, Quez Watkins.
It's a fun name.
You know, I have told you this. I came into work today with a notebook that I found last night picking up in my house, and it happened to have, like, show notes. I mean, I would have had a computer in 2004, but I was using this notebook to keep track of our shows and watch during Bills games, make notes during Bills games. The first page would be from when we were in Houston.
All right.
Dan Pastorini, 425. Dan Pastorini is marked down here. Leroy Glover was scheduled to be on that show, among others. Jamal Lewis. I don't think we ever got Jamal Lewis, though.
I don't remember sitting with Jamal Lewis.
So then, you know, on it goes.
Yeah, bounced. And then it's stupid Petrix took too much time that day. So
that's right.
Jamal Lewis.
The poker game we played with Phil Gordon.
And Kenny Mayne.
So we bumped. And Paul.
Yes. Zach is in there like trying to process this. Yes. We played poker on the air with Phil Gordon, Kenny Mayne, and Paul Hamilton.
I'm just wondering how that went. Like, you throw Paul in there. He's a firework sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what happened. That's right.
Yeah, Paul went with us to that Super Bowl. That happened.
Yes, yes. but then I'm getting like it's a great season to have a sort of notes on 04. Like that's the season that ends with the Pittsburgh loss. But, you know, Ross Tucker is on that team. We've talked to him about that year a lot. The big run the Bills made late in the season. I'm most taken by my notes on a New England game from that year. They played a Sunday night game in New England. This is back when ESPN would have had Sunday Night Football. It was not Al Michaels and John Madden. That was like maybe even the next year. But 07, when the Bills hosted New England, that game was flexed to Sunday night. That's NBC. This is just before that. That matters.
Is this? I have one recollection that I'm not really sure is even accurate. But did Troy Brown maybe play defensive back against the Bills in this game?
I think this is that
and
game.
And maybe intercept Bledsoe? No.
Yep, I got it right here.
Okay. Wow.
Troy Brown, INT, behind Moulds.
Oh, my God.
I got it right here.
Bledsoe's number one receiver while he was the New England quarterback, playing DB against the Bills, and he... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a drought moment that is.
So, I wrote in all caps early on in this game, Bills seem ready. They lost 29-6. But
and
I wrote...
their quarterback threw an interception.
To a wide receiver.
His former wide receiver turned DB.
The Bills had 4th and 5 at the New England 35 and punted. That wouldn't fly anymore.
4th and 5 at the 35. How badly were they losing at the time?
0-0.
Oh, wow.
This is right at the beginning.
Okay.
Like they got the ball.
Yeah.
And they got to the New England 35. And on 4th and 5, they didn't even kick a field goal from the 35-yard line. They punted, according to my notes.
Is Mike Hollis their kicker?
04?
Yeah. He's 0-2
no.
With Minnesota. In Minnesota, he hit that one on the crossbar. So, yeah, it's not him.
I don't know. Maybe Lindell by then. He was on the team a long time.
Yeah.
So, halftime, it's 20-0. I guess they were ready. I don't know if they were ready. I might have been wrong about that. But don't belong on the same field again. Patriots make mistakes, but so what? A Rodney Harrison dropped pick, maybe? He would have been on that team. Missed bomb. Brady tripped on one play. Nothing hurts them. All kinds of... I just love this. Like, I probably haven't looked at this since I filled it in, you know, 2005 or whatever.
It's fun to find stuff like that.
Joe Montana.
This is reminding
me.
You're mentioning Houston and that Super Bowl. I think the notebook that I found at the cottage after... Like, we left there in the summer of 19 and never went back. Mm-hmm. And it got sold while, you know, while we couldn't even cross the border. But eventually, like, we still had neighbors there. I went and spent a weekend in the neighbor's house a couple of autumns ago, and the house just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Nobody's there. I mean, it's not our property anymore, but, like, you know, it's not a hard house to get into, I'll just say. So I went in, and I found this notebook, and it's from the Houston Super Bowl. Like, there's the logo that we have, like, the bags and that.
Yep,
I've got
yep.
this notebook, but same size as that, but no spiral. And there's only one page.
This would have had that, but
that
it
has
broke.
Writing on it, and it was a Sabres lineup.
All right,
but just numbers, right? So no name. The scratches are named. Like I wrote like Paye and someone else. I don't remember who else would have been a scratch then. But like I had such a fun time trying to fit. Okay, what year is this? Who is 12? Like what? Who's on this team? Like what am I doing here? I had so much fun with that. So and this is way more thorough than that. You've got pages. I can hear you flipping them. Lots
I love this. Yeah. Yes. For some reason, Colleen Dewhurst made the notes.
It's like a little, you know, you buried your own time capsule kind
yeah.
of thing, right?
Yeah.
Got it back out. It's pretty cool.
I got it back out. I got married right around here, too, so I have little doodles about my wedding throughout.
Wedding doodles?
Wedding doodles. I made a little design for a logo that we have on our wedding rings, and so that's in this notebook. Kind of cool. All right, time for a break, right? I mean, this has been exhausting. It's time for a break.
I'm tired.
803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.